If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. This morning we are starting another series by the grace of God. Amen. And I believe it's going to be interesting because of what the Holy Spirit has revealed unto me even in these times. I believe it is the word for the hour for everyone. And I would love you that we all be on the same page by you taking notes and following on these messages. Hallelujah. You can go to a restaurant and you have been served, but it is choice to eat or not. Yeah, it's a choice. You can go to the best restaurant in the world, have all kind of presumptuous dishes, and they serve you. But it's a matter of choice to eat. And if you are not eating, you are not growing. And that's why you see people who go to church or churches where the word of God is being served, and yet you can't compare their life with the kind of serving that is coming to them. So it's important, beloved in the Lord, that we take cognizance of the season that we are in. The Bible says, "For the knowledge of God shall flood the face of the earth, like the sea covers the earth." And so it's important that as the Lord is building in the saints in this season for the last hour, it's important that we ourselves get ourselves fully engaged in what God is doing. And by the way of the word is how God built men. Hallelujah. And I will really be grateful to God because the Lord has actually been speaking to us by the way of prophecy, by the way of teaching of the word, and let's celebrate God for that. Amen. And so we are going to be looking at what I titled the Spirit of Wisdom. Amen. Praise God. And so we trust the Holy Ghost that He will take us through this. And I've come to understand that a virtue is activated when it is being taught. As we teach about it, it is activated. Amen. My belief is this. Amen. Hallelujah. Your excitement is putting pressure on me. Praise God. Yeah, we trust the Holy Spirit to help us. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. This scripture is an introductory passage that helps Paul to start his writing. If you look at all his epistles, he prayed like this. He might not use the same words or sentences, but he prayed for the church. And this poses to me that this is more important. And that's why before he writes, he keeps praying, "Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints," verse 16, "cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." This is the heart of an apostle. This is his burden for the people God has placed under his words. Look at it, verse 17. "That God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom." He said, "and revelation in the knowledge of him." So the spirit of wisdom covers every area of life as far as human endeavor is concerned. That is how God sees things as far as human affairs is concerned. And God helping you to see it that way is called the spirit of wisdom. He now went further and said, "and in the revelation of Christ." So there is the place
where a man comes to knowing Christ by revelation is different from having an understanding about different parts and affairs of life. And if you look at this, wisdom there, according to the Greek word used, means Sophia, which means spiritual intelligence. That God will give unto you spiritual intelligence. The Bible said they took notice of them that they had been with Jesus because they saw an expression of spiritual intelligence. That's the apostles in Acts chapter 4. Praise God. And so, and as I began to study, my mind went to Solomon, who operated almost in the same dimension. The wisdom given unto Solomon is the same wisdom used for, in the Greek word, used for Sophia. The Bible says he had understanding in everything. And I was studying about Solomon in the Message version of the Bible. The Bible says he had interest in animals. Before science came, Solomon had said a lot of things that science began to discover later in their discovery. So the spirit of wisdom helps you to understand both spiritual and natural mysteries that natural eyes may not be able to see, having an understanding. Praise God. Now, if you look at that, the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God displayed an intelligence. The level of creativity that God displays, especially in creation, till we live here, men will keep discovering. There are a lot of things we won't know about this earth, even till Christ will come. That's why science keeps searching, and they will be keep knowing. It is the path he wants them to know that he reveals to them. Now, in all of that, in all the revealing, the display of intelligence, intuition, by the demonstration of God. Now, we will not have known some level of God's wisdom if not for the fall of man. Now, the Bible now summons all of that and says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And I thought a bit and say all of God's display of wisdom in creation, in redemption, in restoration, in different dispensations. And he said, behind it, all that God was trying to say is Jesus Christ. No wonder the scripture is saying, he that is greater than Solomon is here. Yes, Solomon had wisdom, but somebody was the wisdom. Yes. I'm so privileged to be a Christian when I see things like this. Can you celebrate your life in Christ? Glory to God. No, but the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, it says, Jesus, the wisdom and the power of God. He said the Jews seek for signs, and the Gentiles, they seek wisdom. He said, but in they didn't see whom God was talking about. In all their search, they didn't find Christ. That's why the wisdom of the kingdom is far higher than the intelligence of this world. That's why Paul was speaking. He said, when we speak wisdom among the mature. We speak wisdom of the mystery of the kingdom.
when we speak wisdom. Holy Spirit, thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, give me from verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let me show you something. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? That word perfect means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world. Hello, let me tell you that there's a wisdom of this world. There's an intelligence of this world, highly celebrated. Highly accepted. And men gravitate towards this kind of wisdom more than spiritual wisdom. Men celebrate and accept this kind of wisdom more than spiritual wisdom. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are mature? Perfect. Mature means those who have come to the place of maturity in handling spiritual things, not babes. Remember when Paul was saying to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians, in the next verse, 1 Corinthians, in the next chapter, rather, chapter 3, he said, I cannot speak to you as them as matured. He says, so we speak wisdom. So when we say we speak wisdom, we are speaking the person of Christ. So talking Christ is wisdom. And living him is a better way of expressing wisdom. Hallelujah. And yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. There's a wisdom owned by the world. Of the princes of this world that come to naught. And the Bible is saying this kind of wisdom only lasts for a while. Yeah. They look so attractive. But the Bible is saying they don't last long. Come on. History has taught us that men have come and gone. Albert Einstein, I'm sure that's the right pronouncement, one of the greatest scientists that ever lived. After he died, other people came and disproved his thesis and said what he said was nonsense. The wisdom of this world that comes to naught. People propound. Look at the intelligence and the kind of wisdom displayed in COVID-19. They first came and said, if you touch anything, you are touching COVID. And the whole world believe it. The wisdom of this world. Later, some people begin to say, how can virus? I touch iron, then I touch virus by touching iron, then everybody should have HIV. Because if an HIV person sits in a place, if that is how virus moves, then if you sit in that place, you have contacted HIV. Hallelujah. And later they began to say, no, it's not, just make sure you wash your hands. And they say, okay, cover your nose. And you see people in their car, only them in their car. Their glasses wind up. Nose mask fully fixed. The wisdom of this world that comes to naught. After some times, they begin to see it fully. Foolishness is what they are saying. Now they have given out vaccine and they are saying they are not sure the vaccine will work yet. But just take it. Say we know. Come on, talk to me. Say we know. Praise God. Go, give me verse 7. Let's move fast. We have a lot to talk about. But we speak the wisdom of God in mysteries. Even the hidden wisdom. There is a wisdom not revealed to everyone. Not even all believers have access to this. And that's what we are going to be looking at. What does it take to get wisdom? If the Bible say, or the Bible is saying, there are wisdoms that are hidden, I think I should search out and find out. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But we must find out. It's our, the Bible says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the honor of kings to search it out. We are the kings. You know, one of the things that gives God pleasure, that gives God pleasure, is to see his children trying to find out. One of the people God honors are men who give time to study. God speaking to through Paul, he said, give double honor to those who labor in the world. And that's the heart of God. God respects anyone who tries to find out. No wonder the Beulah Christian were mentioned. They give themselves. Before they even accept what Paul was saying, they search out to find out. Those that will control the affairs of the last days are men who try to find out. Use your time well. Yeah. Even the wisdom, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, verse 8. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Which none of the princes of this world knew. They didn't know. When you hear princes, he's talking about noble people. People who have come and gone out of this earth. The nobles. Great men. Men like Caesar. Men like Napoleon. Men who have profounded a lot of things that the world celebrates. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It was taken from them not to know. The Bible says, for unto you it has been given to know the mystery. So knowing of mystery is called wisdom. To know the mystery of the kingdom. It can be given unto you, and you may not bother to find out what is given. That's why I said when I started, I said you can go to a restaurant, enter and sit down, pay for a meal, they serve you, and you look at it and don't touch it. It will never amount to nutrients in your body. You entered, you sat down, you paid. It's as good as entering church, sitting down, hearing the message but not finding out for yourself. When I study to eat for myself and reserve for you. That's why I study. Because if I'm not healthy enough, how can I be serving what I have not eaten? So it's of a good benefit that I eat and let me reserve this one for God's people. And so if you only eat reserve and don't find out a meal for yourself, then I'm sorry. Praise God. I hope you understand my analysis. You know, at times when I finish preaching, I just feel there are things I didn't say. I want to look for that audience again. And that is gone. That one is for me. So find out. We are too blessed in this kingdom. Only that we have not found out. We are too heavily blessed. There will be surprises when we get to heaven and see the level of treasure has been given unto us, but we didn't explore. Glory to God. Wisdom. The Spirit. I want us to look at the word the Spirit. We are looking at the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit. It speaks of a force or an anointing or a power backing the expression of wisdom. It's an anointing. As God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good. One of the going about, he went to his city. In Mark chapter 6. And the Bible says, when he began to speak,
by the reason of that empowerment that was spoken in Acts 10:38, the Bible said the people marveled at his wisdom. And they say, what manner of wisdom is this?
Hello, listen to me. In any field you find yourself in life, or in any human endeavor, business, ministry, academics, you should be a wonder in that field. If you are not, you have lived less than what has been given unto you. You may not like this. And this is challenging the theology of many of you and the mediocre understanding of many who believe the children of God should be at the low side of life. And I'm challenging you wherever you are. One of my dreams in life, as I was growing up and I knew my path was the path of ministry, I vowed to myself that I was going to be one of the best teachers of my generation. And I've not stopped tilting towards that. When I remind myself, and reminding myself makes me study harder than before. I read harder than before. Pray harder. Give more time. Because you can be in ministry and it will look like you are in misery. That's why in the 80s, 70s, when a lady brings a husband home and they ask, what's your job? And the man says, pastor. They start crying for the lady. Say, you have chosen your own path. But after things began to change, when the wisdom that managed ministry, when men begin to explore and God begin to display through them, I pray for you, in anywhere God has planted, you'll be a voice there. Can I remind you of this scripture in Luke chapter 21 verse 15? It said, I will give you a mouth, a word, and wisdom that your enemies cannot gainsay. Can I talk to you? In any field of life where you find yourself, you will find an enemy. You are doing the same thing, but because of the spirit in you, they will fight you. Hello, even in ministry. Yeah. And how do you stand out? You are all anointed. But how do you stand out among many anointed? You are all gifted. How do you stand out among many that are gifted? Hello, the answer is wisdom, sir. Because what is wisdom? Wisdom puts order in your life. Wisdom helps you to discern differences of time, places, and season, and people. Wisdom help you to allocate your resources per time to generate the results you should generate. It's wisdom, sir. It is applicable in ministry. Not only in ministry, in business world, in academics. Wisdom. Solomon speaking in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Give it to me or read it for me in any version, maybe TLB. Let me give her a microphone, please. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. If the iron be blunt, you have iron. That means you have tool. This is Solomon trying to explain how wisdom plays in human endeavors. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet or sharp the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Let me explain this scripture to you. Let me explain it to you. Okay, let me read this in this version. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen its edge, then one must exert more strength. This is the reason for struggle in many lives. Not the devil, not demon. Not family, witches, and wizard. Men have tools. But what directs, they don't have. Says, then he must exert. You see somebody laboring in a particular thing. He keeps laboring. He keeps sweating, exerting energy. Just one thing to do. Just one thing. But the Bible says, it is wisdom that directs. However, the advantage of wisdom is that it brings success. I love this verse. I'm going to read it to you again. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen its edge, then one must exert more strength. More strength means more time. That's why you see people say, what should take them for 6 months? In 6 years, they are still wavering around it. And say, you know, I poured anointing oil. You pour anointing oil, your shop is drenched with oil. But the evidence of oil is not there. You tap candle, burn candle, until the shop almost gets burnt. Then one must exert more strength. So more strength means more time. The reason for delay most often in the life of a believer is not the devil. Because the Bible says he has made a public show of the devil. Listen, 90% of the problem of believers is not the devil. The devil was taken care of over 2,000 years ago. It's the problem of wisdom. When we don't know. I love this. The one must exert more strength. However, the advantage of wisdom is that it brings success. Glory to God. Can you help me read it in that version, please? Ecclesiastes 13.
A dull axe requires great strength.
A dull axe requires what?
Great strength.
Yes.
Be wise.
Be wise.
And sharpen the blade.
Can you tap your neighbor and say, sharpen your life? Listen to me. Sharpening means sharpening your spirit. Sharpening your mind. Coming to a place of where your mind has grown so large. The Bible speaking about Solomon. The Bible says, God gave me a large heart. Have you met pastors that are good? Anointed but crude. Small mind. And I tell people, at times I don't tell people my dream. My heart is too big. If I tell you my dream, you think I'm proud. So I just tell you what I think your understanding can accommodate, so we can flow at the same level. Even if I know that you are my friend, if I see the way you think, I will only share the level of what you can accommodate with you, so that we will not be enemies. Praise God. That's why you don't tell everybody everything about you. It is wisdom, sir. It's wisdom. It's not everything. There are people, all they want to hear from you is, Chief Jeola Roy. That is what makes them remain your friend. As far as you are at that level, you are still good friends. So don't tell them too much of your success. Let another person tell them. The kind of stupidity I see display on Facebook today is amazing me. Do you know how many cars I've used? I've never posted one on Facebook. Not one. Do you know how many times I've been flying by air? I have never snapped myself by aircraft and say I'm about to leave the airport now. There are things wisdom teach you. And you that you are just, maybe that's your first one. You begin to attract. Praise God. So we are still looking at the spirit of wisdom. Say the spirit of wisdom. So spirit means force, an anointing, backing the expression of wisdom. I'm going to read a few scriptures to you, and I want to these scriptures to be like a foundation. We're going to look at a few personalities in the Old Testament that came close to this level of wisdom, because this level of wisdom was fully revealed in Christ, but it was partly displayed in certain men in the Old Testament. These men display a level of wisdom that there's hardly a teaching you will do that somehow, some way, without quoting them directly, you will reference them indirectly. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 11, the spirit of wisdom. Give it to me. Daniel 5. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the Holy God. In other words, he has the spirit of the immortals. He's saying this man is above human level. He has the spirit of the Holy God in him. In the days of your predecessors, he was found to have insight, intelligence, and wisdom like the God. Verse 12. Like. Give me the King James Version. There's a man in your kingdom who has. There's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the God, was found in him. Was found in him. How many of you remember how this came upon him? By design, this man came into Babylon as a slave. He was supposed to serve because they saw that he was young and has physical stature fit for the king's table. And the Bible says, Daniel and his friends proposed in their heart that they were not going to eat from the king's table because of their consecration. Come on, say after me, say consecration. You begin to see how men come into some level of wisdom that you look at them and say, is this a human being? And you want to grab. You know, have you met some people before, or some ministers of God, or some wonderful believers? You want to go and touch them and feel. Say, is he really a human being? Let me touch. I was looking at a man of God on the internet. And one of his ministers, the man sat down at the front. Somebody was sitting like three pews behind. The way he was looking, the man just said he was looking at him. And I was, why was he looking at him? He was like, what kind of wonder is sitting like? Who is this man? The Bible said they were marveled. Men will marvel at the expression of wisdom in your life. Please, I'd like you to follow me, because I believe that by the end of this teaching, you become the amazement in your field. Amen. Come on, if you are the one I'm praying for, let you maybe the loudest. Amen. Shout, say the spirit of wisdom. Far as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding. Now, it's the wisdom of Daniel was found much more stronger in the interpretation of dreams. Now, it didn't just interpret dreams that you see when you sleep. Interpretation of dream is beyond, you know, just sleeping and somebody helping you. The interpretation, somebody seeing you and interpreting your journey. May you meet such people in your life. There are people I've met in my life. Not that I told them a dream, but they interpreted what I have not even seen. What I didn't see about myself, they interpreted it. If you have such of men, if you have three in your lifetime, you are good to go. if God puts them in your path, men that you meet and your dream is interpreted. Say, okay, so this is what I have been trying to connect the dots. Meeting you just open the path. That's what brings speed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, showing heart sentences. He knows how to bring exegesis to heart sentences, mysteries, codes. You know, the Bible says, Daniel knows how to break codes, dissolving doubts. Have you been confused before? You need wisdom. Were found in the same Daniel whom the king named Belshazzar. The name is the name given to a god in Babylon. They named him after whom they worship. Hello, hello, hello. Listen. Many of us are disappointing God in our works, in the field where we are. A nation, a kingdom named a man after the god they worship. Today, politicians now use pastors to campaign. They deposit a few millions in their accounts. And look at all the people that prophesied about Buhari. They say God told them he's the Messiah. Yeah. There could be a satanic Messiah. Because this kind of evil that is happening now in the history of this country has never happened. But men stood on the platform given to them by God, under the anointing for the kingdom, perverted the heart of believers. I was saying it. I said, and pastors were arguing with me. They were arguing. And it pained me that some ministers of God don't see beyond their congregation. Common discerning simple matter. Just to discern a simple matter. They just look at trends and predict and prophesy by the trends of activities. Anyone can do that. If you are an intelligent person, if you calculate, put this, if you have two dots, you can tell the third dot. You can tell where it will be. Just like puzzle. Or scramble. Shout hallelujah. So let's leave that. It's just unfortunate when people, by the privilege given to them, get platform, get anointed, and use it to sponsor the agenda of the devil. So what is wisdom? So we will look at wisdom in the context of the kingdom, of the scriptures. I said wisdom in the Greek word is called Sophia, Sophia. Now, Paul used this word more than anybody in the New Testament. He used it about 44 times. That word, wisdom. So, it's not just the wisdom of this word, because he used it in explaining spiritual mysteries. Yeah. He was not using it to talk about, you know, the wisdom to set up a house or... He was using that wisdom to explain invisible things to a physical people. So, now, the notion of wisdom is not restricted to the occurrences of the term wisdom. That is, the understanding of the word wisdom is not restricted to that word alone. There were other languages used, especially in the epistles, that were talking about this same word, Sophia, but not used as the word wisdom. So, wisdom is a compound word. Wisdom is a compound word. So, we begin to see and dissect different parts of wisdom. Are you learning something? So, however, equivalent of this wisdom, which consists It constitutes the semantic field, wisdom. One of it is the word, in the Greek word, is the word phronesis. 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 It means thoughtful planning. I like you to take note of this. I'm deliberately choosing my words because this introductory teaching is to lay foundation of where we are going. Thoughtful planning, way of thinking, outlook, capacity to understand. Phronesis. I just like that word. There are times you just like some words. I like that word. Phronesis. Thoughtful planning. Way of thinking. And this definition explains the character of the wise. We are quickly going to be looking at what are the futures of a man that possesses wisdom. There is something you will see in a man. You just know this one has wisdom. And that's how to choose friends. From my childhood, even before I got born again, I never make friends with people of my age mates. Never. All my life. I didn't know how God designed my path. My friends are people who are like times two older than my age. Even in ministry. And that's when I find myself around certain people in ministry. By age, I shouldn't be there. By age. But you know, the Bible says, Elihu speaking. He said, after he has listened to the elders speaking to Job, thinking because of their age and experience, they will give Job a better counsel. And he said, I have come to a conclusion that wisdom, understanding, does not come by age. Because you can be long on this earth and not invest the time you have had. And that's why all that was written about Methuselah was that he begat for close to a century. A man, all for close to a century, no, more than a century, a millennium, he used all that was recorded was that he had children. Almost a millennium. Obimalaye, Osheuntayeshe. It's a prayer that the Holy Ghost challenged me about one time, those days when we were growing in church. One day, I now look at my life. I see my life is more than this, God. And I change the prayer point. So, maybe that was Methuselah's prayer point. And the Bible says his own son, Enoch, invested 3 centuries in relationship with God. For 300 years knowing God. And the Bible says God took him. God was so much in fact, that was bigger than what happened in Eden. That man experienced Eden on earth. His forefathers lost it, he got it. God took him. How? They just discovered that he was no more. A particular version says, and he was no more. Or his father. I will ask Methuselah when we get to heaven. Maybe our whole calendar is different from theirs. 1,000 years. Jesus lived only 33. The earth will never recover from that impact. It is not how fast, it's how well. Investing your time. And this is our days. Of the world marveling at what we become. If you're an engineer, be that engineer. The other engineers will gather around and say, show us. And you tell them, wait a minute. Now we can start. I have come to understand that there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty God that give it understanding. I began to study about some sciences in history. And I found out that many of them were Christians who, after studying the scripture, now enter laboratory. after being inspired. Most of them had their inspiration from God. I'm telling you the truth.
Hallelujah.
So, phronesis. Say it, let me hear you. Say phronesis.
I want to believe the only more pronounce that.
Say, now, it's a thoughtful planning, way of thinking, outlook, capacity to understand. Now, wisdom, write this down, very important. Wisdom is spiritual intelligence. Write it down. Discerning ability to know and differentiate, to know differences, to recognize differences. Wisdom is spiritual intelligence. Discerning ability to recognize differences of times, places, people, seasons. The sons of Isaac having the understanding of times. Say wisdom be God. They know when Israel ought to move. I want to pray for you. May you know when to move in life. May you know when to move out of some relationships. So if you don't know, you know how to enter a relationship, you don't know how to move out. And it is costing you too much than necessary. They are withdrawing you from the blessings and the deposit of God in your life. Know how to move. Know how to say, it's over. Move on. Know how to shut down activities that are not profiting in your life. Because the Bible says, wisdom is profitable to direct. I don't invest my time in unnecessary relationships. If I give you an hour, thank God for it. And that is cast to get me during the week. Because I'm not too available. I'm in search. So if I give you an hour on phone or I fix a meeting, take it very important. Because that means a lot to me. Praise God. So, to make precise decision and take accurate action. What is wisdom? Making precise, correct decision and taking accurate action accordingly, respectively. You make decision. You don't just decide and keep it there. You don't just wish. You keep wishing. I will start that poultry business next month. 2020, I will start my own business. We are in 2021. I'm reminding you. Your daughter is filled with wishes. Intelligent decisions, but not activated. Some of you, if you give someone your daughter, the person will make a million out of it, but you are poor. Because wisdom is not complete until action is taken. It is not wisdom until you are doing it. So, wisdom is making correct and precise. Precise means timely. Timely decision with corresponding actions. Following suit. Wisdom, number three, is walking in alignment with divine orders. Let me tap your neighbor, say, don't fall out of orders. Order. O-R. There's an order. God is a God of order. And in His creation, God created everything with order. Family has order. Father, the head. Wife, the helpmate. With children. Order. Anywhere you see disorder, it is a lack of wisdom in display. Disorderliness. If you see the life of a man where his life is disorder, he's in this relationship, he jumps out, he has that girlfriend, it's a lack of wisdom. So, what is wisdom? Walking in alignment with other divine order. Wisdom brings order into your life. Everything is just in place. Everything is just in place. The principles, what is order? The principles and the values of God. Divine order. There's an order for everything in life. And when a man is out of order, he's out of God's blessing. Because blessing comes when you are in alignment. You are just blessed naturally. Blessing is a result of staying where you should stay. Living how you should live. It's more than a prayer point. If you are married, you get into relationship, not abusing premarital affair, you go into relationship, you get married, you are not going into infidelity, and you are living with honesty with your wife or with your husband, there's nothing that can stop you from it. It's an order. You have obeyed that order. That's why the Bible says in Hebrew 13 and verse 4, marriage is honorable. It is an order. Above all, let your bed, marital and premarital, let your bed remain. It's an order, sir. It's an order. But as soon as you fall out of that order, it is not God again. You have fallen out of the place of the covering, the jurisdiction. So anything can happen. Proverbs 28 verse 7. Oh God, let me know how much time I have left, please. Whoso keepeth the line in a wise son is a wise son. Whoso keepeth the law, rather, is a wise son. But he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. The simple demonstration of wisdom, write this down, number 4 or 5, I don't know. The simple demonstration of wisdom is the application of the knowledge of God in our daily circumstances. The best way to explain wisdom is application of God's values and principle in everyday activity. In everyday, that's the way I can best or simply describe or explain wisdom. Applying God's principle in everything you do, that amounts to wisdom. Yeah. Checking out, what does the Bible say about this? You're about to do something, checking out. What is God's opinion on this matter? And you pick it up and apply it. You don't fight it. You don't argue with it. It amounts to wisdom. Are you learning something? Yeah. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. So wisdom is the ability to make sound judgment. Wisdom is priceless. It's priceless. Its value is beyond price. Any price. Yeah. So wisdom, therefore, should be one of your greatest pursuits in life. Yeah, it should be. Proverbs 3, let me close with this. 3 and from verse 13. Beloved in the Lord, we have a lot to cover in this series. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Happy is the man. Go on, verse 14. Verse 14, please. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. And that's why you don't spend your money buying just clothes, buying jewelry. You want to buy everything to impress people. But what impresses God, you don't go for it. A man can be foolish and his wardrobe is filled with all kinds of clothes. He's still foolish. He has all kind of cars. He's still foolish. Because of the decisions he makes. Verse 15. Okay. It's alright. Now, give me Proverbs 4 from verse 5. Then in our next teaching, we'll look at the characters or the futures of the wise. It will be good you wait for it. Oh, it's going to be powerful. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed today at all? Get wisdom. Let me read it. Let me read your version.
Learn to be wise.
Learn to be wise. Go on.
He said. And develop good judgment.
Yes.
And common sense.
And common sense.
I cannot.
Which is not common. Yes.
I cannot overemphasize this point.
I can't overemphasize it.
Cling to wisdom.
Cling. What would you know what it means to cling to something? To hold on to something tightly. Yes.
She will protect you.
Come on.
Love her.
Love her.
She will guard you.
She will guide you.
Determination to be wise is the first step towards becoming wise.
Stay there. God bless you.